It's a truth universally acknowledged that anyone working in the radio industry is actually its ugliest sin. And we all joke about it and we laugh about it. And the truth is that we all actually do look like the back end of buses. I mean, just think about it. You know, to be this funny, this talented and not be working in TV, where the pay is better and the kudos is also much bigger. Well, the only reason I mention it is because for the first time in absolutely ages, I've started turning heads. I'm not used to this at all. My daughter's used to it. She's a size 10, 5'9" stunner, and I'm used to being invisible next to her as far as men is concerned. And that's exactly as it should be, thank you very much indeed. For every time there is a season under the sun, hers is now, and I'm not going to try and steal that from her. So I bet you want to know what my secret is. Is it an Anne Robinson-style makeover? Plastic surgery, have I gone under the knife? Is it a fantastic diet or amazing makeup? Nope. Ladies, listen up. It's really simple. Go bald. Just over a week or so ago, I actually gave up the struggle and I shaved off what was left of my hair after my last chemotherapy session, which actually, by the time we did it, me and my husband, it was about a handful. I looked terrible. I mean, I hadn't realised until I saw some pictures of us at Sobel House doing the Giving for Living campaign that I was starting to look a bit like a desperate Bobby Charlton. You know, those last few straggles of hair clinging to my scalp. And I actually looked up the Wikipedia site for comb-overs because I couldn't remember Bobby Charlton's name in a sort of kind of chemo-induced madness. And do you know what they call a man with a comb-over in Japan? A barcode man. I think that's just about perfect. Anyway, I'm bald, so I've got an NHS wig all ready to wear. I have lots of scarves. I've got two new hats. And do you know, I'm not going to wear any of them. Well, I lie, actually. I'll wear a hat if I go out if it's really cold because, man, oh, man, your head and your ears get so cold. I don't know how men put up with it. I really don't. Anyway, I started thinking about this a while, thinking, well, I'll just go bald. And I thought, well, should I be going bald? The decision worried me for a bit because I've never really bothered about my appearance. Anyone who knows me will tell you. I don't give a monkey's about clothes. I hate clothes shopping. I wear makeup possibly once a year. I own three pairs of shoes, tend to wear one of them all the time, and I've got two handbags. And then I started thinking, well, am I just saying, look at me, you know, like I was wearing some kind of Jimmy Choo's or designer clothes. You know, it's just as vain as trying to look good all the time. Or perhaps I'm going for the sympathy vote. Perhaps I want people to look at me and think, oh, poor woman, she's clearly very ill, because nothing says, you know, chemo chic like a bald head. A kind of memento mori in the middle of the living. Well, actually, the more I thought about it, the more I thought, actually, do you know what? I'm overthinking this. It came to me as one day as I was at work and I was taking off my hat and thinking, oh, I'm all hot and bothered. Anything on my head actually is now an irritant. Wigs are tight and I sweat and I look like Alan Carr. And hats are hot and I sweat. And cotton scarves are better, but, oh, you get the picture. I wish I could say I was going bald to kind of make a point or to force society to re-examine its prejudices on, you know, judging a book by its cover. But, you know, the truth is I just can't be bothered. I really can't be asked. I mean, it means if I'm out and I'm bald, people, you can see them trying not to look, but they do. And they think, well, what do? Actually, a cheery smile usually does the trick. I suppose it would help if I looked like Sinead O'Connor rather than a minor character in Total Recall. And if you know the film, I think you know the one I mean. But you can't have everything. Now, if my hair grows back in tight little grey curls like it did last time I had chemotherapy, I may be forced to cover up.